Hey, welcome everyone. This is Michael Sparks. It's the Anvil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, February 9th, 2015, and we're excited to have you join our call tonight. Hey, if you're listening to this call via podcast like iTunes or Stitcher, etc., be sure to visit our Anvil Dealer Training website. Just go to www.lube-direct.com. That's lube hyphen, the dash in the middle, you know, and lube-direct.com. Click on the logo for the dealer training website. There's only three choices when you go to lubedirect.com, and the dealer training site is the one listed at the bottom. You can listen to all of our training calls that are archived there, as well as get information on other ideas to help build your Anvil business. And this is available to any Anvil dealer, if you're on our team or not. If you are on the Sparks team, you get exclusive access to the backside of the dealer training website. You have to request that. I'll give you a login and password. Tell me who you are, who your sponsor is, or who your DJ is, and I will give you access to that. So just remember that to get access to the Anvil Sparks Team dealer website, training website. Just request a password. I'll give it to you. Tonight we're going to talk about with several dealers about their various activities, but first we're going to talk about Anvil University. Anvil has a brand new video out just promoting Anvil U and the DJ convention. You can use this video to help your dealers understand the importance of attending this training event. I've been there every year since 2001. I think I've missed maybe one time, but I've been there every year. So check out the Anvil website that has the Anvil YouTube video. I'm going to post that in the show notes, and I'm also going to make a blog post about that. Also note that if you register by March 31st with only a $50 deposit, you have until May 1st to pay the balance. So this is a new program that is put out there for Anvil dealers. So if you register now, you're going to get the discounted rate, which the price goes up on March 1st, so you get an extra month or so to pay for your Anvil University. Be sure to get on there and get yourself registered as soon as possible if you're an Anvil dealer that would like to attend Anvil University. And again, I'm planning to make a blog post on this on the dealer training website. You could also use this video and a nice blog to entice new dealers to join your Anvil business. People are all the time looking for great companies to join, and companies that have great training like Anvil are the best way to help a new dealer learn how to sell the products, build a business, and become successful right off the bat. Again, if you hear my story, I attended Anvil University in 2001. I joined Anvil actually in November of 1999, but I always tell people I got started in January of 2000 because I took about a month and a half or so to study the manuals and get T1 certified. I went on January 1st, 2000, and the first Anvil University was May of 2001. I drove up there, and as they say, the rest is history. So I was barely a brand new dealer, couldn't afford to go, couldn't afford to had to hawk my firstborn daughter to get up there, and as they say, it all worked out in the end. Hey, the G85 Income Opportunities brochure. If you're not using this brochure, you should be. This is the G85. It's the Anvil Income Opportunities brochure. It's a great recruiting tool. I have them in copies as well as links to it on the Anvil website. It's a great brochure explaining how dealers can make money with Anvil. The first page of this thing is a really good thing. It's called 6 Ways to Make Money with Anvil, and it basically is my Anvil programs and awards document that I send out to all my prospects. It talks about the various programs that Anvil has. So if you're not using the G85, you should be. Go to the Anvil Dealer Zone and then click on the you're going to click on Business Tools. After that, you're going to click on Literature, and then you're going to click on the Anvil Literature that's Brochures. Click on Brochures, and it'll be the G85. Just search for that. If you can't find it, go to the AMSOIL search box, and it comes up pretty quickly. But if you go into the AMSOIL brochures, it's the second one. The first one is the G52, which is the motor oil and engine filter information, another excellent brochure that AMSOIL has. It tells a lot of information about engine oil and filters. So, use that G85 to your advantage and go out there and sponsor more dealers. Next up, we're going to talk about AMSOIL Snowcross. One of our AMSOIL direct jobbers on our team just attended a Snowcross event, and his name is Chuck Gutlieber. He drove, I don't know where, he's in, from New Jersey. I don't know where he drove to. Somewhere it was really cold, I know, because he's just barely warmed up yet. So, Chuck, are you there?
I am here.
Are you warmed up yet, Chuck?
Just getting warmed up now. First time I blew there was negative 14, so it was pretty chilly.
First day was negative 13, and you had to go out and stand out there and talk to snowmobilers, huh?
Negative 14, yes.
Negative 14.
But, yeah, we did it was a corporate-sponsored event. It was AMSOIL Championship Snowcross. It was in Salamanca, New York, which borders Bradford, Pennsylvania. And it was one of the biggest races that they have up there. It's a circuit they do. I think they last 2 weeks ago was in Deadwood, Minnesota. And next time is in Michigan. So, I mean, it travels a circuit. So it's all the top pro riders. Steve Shearing Motorsports was there. That's the team AMSOIL for Snowcross. So like I said, it was a corporate booth, and got a lot of visitors. You know, it's great doing corporate booths because AMSOIL flags and banners are just flying all over the place. You know, it worked out well. We had another good thing about doing your corporate booths is you get a lot of giveaways. We had, you know, AMSOIL Interceptor keychains, hats. We had a bunch of different things that corporate actually gives us to give away. So that brings a lot of attention to the booth. So people like free stuff. So when they have free stuff, they stop and you can get into their ear for a little while. And we worked out well. One of another DJ from your team, actually, from your direct live, Bruce Wattman, he popped by, you know, hanged out at the AMSOIL booth for a while. So we met, you know, somebody I haven't met that I talked to on the phone before. That was a good thing. And we got some accounts. We sold some oil. We did well. We had a great time. Just a good all-around general weekend.
Good. And would you say the AMSOIL name is getting more popular every day? People walk up, they're already maybe using it, or they're getting it somewhere else. Is that something you're running into?
Well, that's for sure in the Snowcross. I'd say out of every 10 people I talk to, I'm going to say 7 were already using AMSOIL. And 3 of them said, I didn't even know they had others. You know, we had a big display out. So some of them only thought that AMSOIL was only for snowmobiles. They didn't even know that AMSOIL had another line. So, I mean, that just shows you that we're strong and dominating in that market. So people that never heard of AMSOIL at this point know that AMSOIL exists, and they know it's heavy, heavy, heavy in the snowmobile. So now they're at these events, and they're meeting AMSOIL dealers, and they're now recognizing that we have a full product line for pretty much everything that they would need for lubrication. So that's a good thing as well in my book.
I agree. Would you say most people just buying that stuff retail somewhere and they don't know about
most,
a preferred customer or dealer?
Absolutely. Mostly, I think I might have talked to, I don't know, I can't even count, maybe 1,000 people. And I think out of them 1,000 people, I met two people that were preferred customers. And the rest of them, you know, so my question is, you know, are you using AMSOIL yet? They say yes. Where are you getting that? Well, we get it at the local store, a little mom and pop this or that, or we're here, we have a preferred customer program where you can get wholesale pricing, and they get all excited and they sign up as a preferred customer. It's pretty easy.
And you had a little program there you did that you were had the AMSOIL Interceptor that was available. I think you said you had it in gallons, right? And you were selling it for, you know, $40 a gallon, but if they come to a preferred customer, they get it then at wholesale, right?
Pretty much, and it's like I don't like to give the preferred customer away for free. So what I was promoting at that point was if they were interested in buying a gallon of Interceptor, for instance, and retail was, let's just use a number and say it was $40 a gallon was retail price, and wholesale price is right around 30. So I would tell them, hey, listen, if you're going to continue to use AMSOIL Interceptor, you might as well, what we're doing today at the show is you buy your gallon of Interceptor, it's $40. If you want to buy a gallon, you know, buy it and go. But at the same time, we can set you up today, and we can set you up with the preferred customer program, and that price would take effect immediately. So you can get your gallon for 30. It's going to cost you 40, but we're going to take that 10, apply it to the preferred customer program, and your purchase will be 30 today. And that's what we were doing, and we were pretty much anybody you tell it to was a no-brainer, and, you know, they signed right up.
Yeah. The beauty of a preferred customer that you register at a show like that is the fact that they're locked in to you as a protected account for at least 1 year after they expire. So if they get the 6-month preferred customer deal, it will be 1 year after that. So they're locked into you for, 18 months, I guess, then, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as they expire, I'll be sending them emails. I have a little email system that they go into as soon as my new customer report generates once a month. I put them into the email system, and as soon as they expire, they get an email. So, you know, they obviously get an email from Amsoil, and they get a follow-up email from me. If you have any questions, you can contact me at this number and so forth and so forth.
That's a great way to add new customers to your business. Preferred customers are long-term customers that buy the products. They get the best pricing, so they don't have to go out and look for it every time they turn around. It gets the ship right to their door. It's a win-win situation, right?
Yeah, what I also noticed up there was a lot of guys were buying Interceptor. Oh, my dog's getting crazy. And a lot of guys were buying Interceptor out of a 30-gallon drum. They were going to so-and-so store, which they stock, you know, I guess they order a drum, and they go with their empty gallon container and fill it up, and off they go. Some guys have said they're paying $20, $15 for a gallon. Whether they were lying or not, I don't know, but at the same time, I told them, hey, listen, you don't know what's in that drum. It could be a half a drum of Interceptor and a half a drum of something else. I mean, for $15, $20, the math doesn't add up. So it's, you know, they don't know where it's coming out of. So I told them, you know, at this point, you can get your own oils. And a lot of guys that were in, they didn't actually have snowmobile clubs. So they were actually, you know, a lot of guys are thinking about just going and buying their own 30-gallon, 55-gallon of Interceptor for the club, you know, with the preferred customers. And they'll, you know, support the whole club on 155-gallon drum.
Excellent. Well, good stuff, Chuck. We appreciate you going out there doing those Amsoil corporate events. How does one get signed up for a corporate event if they wanted to do one?
Hey, you put your name, you go in the dealer zone, look under, let's get the exact tab. You go into the dealer zone, search around for corporate, I think it's corporate events, and there'll be a list of Supercross, Snowcross, GNCC, all different races. Pick one that you want to go to, put your name in for it, and say you're hitting the lottery. I think it's the closest one. Sometimes gets a little bit of a niche on that, but you know, if it's close to you and you don't mind taking the trip, I recommend doing it. It's a good learning experience as well.
Are those events only open to certain dealers? It looks like here events available to direct drivers only, and then events
correct.
Available to direct drivers and direct dealers, right?
Yes, it's only available to direct drivers. Some events are available to direct dealers. However, if you do get the event, you can bring any dealer in your downline. So if you have a dealer to start it today, and you get that event, he can come with you. I actually brought one of my dealers with me and tried to get two of them to go, but only one could show up. But that's, you know, if you're a DJ and you get a corporate event, you know, definitely offer it to your downlines. You can have a dealer for a day. He can come with you.
Yeah, and it's great training if you go there with a dealer, right? And you can get your help that dealer understand, and it's there's not a big cost involved because you don't have to pay for the
booth is free.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Just got to get yourself there.
Got to get yourself there. That's it. Well, excellent, Chuck. We appreciate you doing that event, and it sounded like it was a good one for you guys. I hope you warmed up. Some of them can be a little cooler than others, but go out there and put the heater on, and as I say, go start selling some more Amsoil, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, Chuck.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, Chuck. Thanks. I want to talk real quick about sponsoring, folks. As you can imagine, I get emails from dealers all over the country, not only on our team, but dealers that are just listening in to these training calls. Had one just the other day, and actually I asked about changing sponsors to me. It was sponsored by another Amsoil dealer. I'm going to go and read some of the information that went back and forth on this. And let me put this thing on mute real quick. So anyhow, I got this email from a dealer that's not on our team, and this is what it says. It says, I've been an Amsoil dealer for about a year now, and I'm currently up for renewal and would like to be part of your organization. The sponsor I have has never even acknowledged my presence. I listen to your recorded meeting, and I feel like I need a go-getter such as yourself and others in your team to help jumpstart my business this year. If that is possible, please let me know. Thanks very much, John Doe. And of course, that's not his real name. My reply, it says, I said, thanks for the reply. It's easy to look at things the wrong way. I know it seems that, hey, my sponsor is making money from me, and he should be thankful for my activities. But it doesn't work that way. Maybe he isn't thankful. I don't know if he is. But a better way to think about this is that I'm thankful for this opportunity, and maybe my sponsor showed it to me, or maybe it was just the luck of the draw, but I'm going to make the most of it myself. When I got started in Amsoil, my sponsor never called. I told myself, I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to be different. All you have to do is seek for the knowledge and seek for the leadership, and one day you will be the leader that you know you can be. There's many resources, both within Amsoil and outside resources. Go find them and implement them into your business. Contact your regional sales manager at Amsoil. That's 715-392-7101. Ask for your regional sales manager. Then ask to find out who your upline is. Find out who your DJ, their DJ, and up and up and up until you get in touch with somebody that can help you. Also, this is your business. You will get out of the business what you put into it. Having the ability to understand, connect, and work with others is an important skill. You will have everything you need to become successful. Just go out there and do it. This business is great at any age, and I know it can be defeating. So anyhow, the guy replied back. He says, his reply was, I feel like a whining kid when I reread my email to you. I'm a 64-year-old grandfather, a retired officer in the Army, National Guard, a 40-year veteran of shipbuilding, and have seen my share of adversity. My rationale for joining Amsoil stems from a desire to supplement my income when I retire from shipbuilding. I just need to have focus so as not to drive my lonely wife, my lovely wife, insane. He says, you have brought me back to reality. It is no one's responsibility but my own to develop this business, and whether or not my upline is involved is irrelevant. I put this in bold here. It just says, I just need to put my big boy pants on and get to work. I know who my sponsor is, and I know how to contact him, but I have not, and that is no one's fault but my own. I was waiting for him to call me and thank me with all of his heart for becoming a dealer in his line. I am unbelievable. So you see, folks, to get the most out of this business, you have to be willing to do things others are not, stepping up to the plate, being the leader, seeking for the knowledge, bringing others on board and helping them get started. It's all part of creating a winning team. And this is what I was taught, not only from my direct jobber, but from other direct jobbers in the company. David and Carol Bell, they reached down and helped everybody in their team. And that's a great way to look at this business. You know, helping other people will come around and help you get what you want. Zig Ziglar said this many, many times. If you listen to any Zig stuff, it's, you know, help enough people get what they want, and then you'll have everything that you want. If you take that attitude, it's really going to help you personally grow, but it's going to give you a better attitude. It's going to give you that drive and motivation to go out there and every single day and build your Amsoil business. You know, see, I have these calls available to all Amsoil dealers, not just folks on my team. And I think it's important that everybody has a chance to connect. When you go to Amsoil University, you get to visit and learn from other dealers from all over the country. That's not just on your team, and you might feel isolated that you're the only guy doing this or that. You go to Amsoil University, you get to talk with everybody, and it's free information that it just flows, just like on these calls. Free information, it flows, and it helps Amsoil grow in brand recognition. It helps the dealer network grow in professionalism. And we all get to have pride in what we're doing. So I think that call that came in or that email that came in was just a great thing for everyone to understand. This is your business. You signed up. You paid the $15 or your $30. But in the end, it's really your business to create with it what you want. If you don't want to do anything, you won't get anything. If you want to do a lot of things, you're going to get a lot of things. That's really the matter of the fact. And I hope that everybody's listening to this, whether they're listening in right now, live tonight on the 9th of February, 2015, or you're listening to this 3 years from now, you just got started in AMSOIL, and you're feeling lost. There's plenty of opportunity out there. The company is a great company. Products are second to none. Just go out and do it, as they say. So, speaking of new products, on the heels of the 5W50 signature series for the Ford Mustang applications, there's a new 0W40 signature series synthetic motor oil. And this product was specifically formulated for high horsepower Chrysler and Nissan engines. AMSOIL Signature Series 0W40 AZF is the product code. AZFQT would be the product code for that. Provides top-of-the-mark protection and performance that customers expect from Signature Series. AMSOIL is creating an award-winning product line in the Signature Series. We have everything from 0W20 all the way up to 5W30, 10W30, 5W50, the 0W40. There's a product just for just about every application in North America that's a Signature Series. That's our top-of-the-line motor oil. It's a 25,000-mile or one-year product. Combine that with the EO filters, the absolute efficiency oil filters, and your engine protection is the best that money can buy. Just remember that. Go out there and tell your customers that we have products that will meet their applications regardless if they got a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, ATV, weed eater, chainsaw, small engine. We even sell products that go in the remote control airplanes and remote control cars. So there's plenty of products out there to be able to sell to your customers. And, we are the go-to company for performance motor oil. With that, everybody, I'm going to open up the call here to any questions, anybody, comments or smart remarks.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
I did see the post on the website about the high-performance Chrysler engine, but it didn't specify like it did when it was talking about the high-performance Mustang. So we know exactly what high-performance Chrysler engine they're talking about.
I can only guess. I'm guessing maybe Dodge Viper application. Speaking of that, I saw one going down the road yesterday, a brand-new Dodge Viper. It looked pretty sweet. Probably most specifically would be the Hemi, the SRT Hemi engines, call for the 0W40. Obviously have the customer revert to their owner's manual for that application. But most of the high performance, the Hemi products in the Dodge, the SRT products, and the Dodge Viper product cars would probably be calling for that 0W40 products there.
One of the really curious things, the 6.4 Hemi that goes in the 3/4-ton pickup calls for the European oil, which I thought was unusual, and it is not a 25,000-mile product. It's regular OEM changes, and I thought maybe, they have come out with the Hellcat, so it might be for the Hellcat also.
Yeah, well, there might be some overlap on that. I know the European product that was specified for it from AMSOIL, you might want to go back and check that out or contact technical services to see if now that 0W40 would be a better choice for that or not. I'm not really sure. It's pretty. I mean, it's just brand new. Been in the last 2 weeks, I guess, it's been out. So,
yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anybody else have any questions or comments?
Not off the top of my head, I don't.
Not off the top of your head. Well, okay.
I'm just looking forward to getting to meet you here next couple of weeks, Mark, Mike.
Okay, great. Cheryl Bell, are you on? Hello, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Hey, when's the Bell teleconference? Is it coming up here pretty soon?
This is Thursday night. It sure is.
This the 12th? Thursday the 12th?
Yeah, we're doing it a week early.
Okay.
Normally we're in the third week of the month. This time it's the second week.
Okay, so we're doing it on Thursday the 12th. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we have some goals to be finished up that we started in December. And
okay.
The rest is a surprise.
A surprise. I love surprises. Well, excellent. It's going to be fun. So if you're not doing anything Thursday night, same time that our call is, same exact call-in number that you called in tonight is going to be the Bell teleconference. And that lasts between 30 minutes and an hour, somewhere in there. And it's always a great call. It's a once-a-month call, and you'll hear from Cheryl Bell and the entire Bell team. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, everyone, I appreciate you calling in tonight. It's a great call. And just go out there and, as they say, make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Good night,
Michael.
Thanks, Jeff. Good night.